Locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. Now, as I mentioned before the break, we know that we need to see the doctor. We want to maintain a healthy lifestyle. We want to enjoy this next best phase of our lives as boomers. But sometimes it's not always convenient. Or you have someone in your life that you need to get to the doctor. You don't necessarily want to have to take off a day of work to do that. So what do you do? Today's guests can help. They are House Calls MD. And I'm going to introduce them now. Welcome, Dr. Stella Cizek-Pavic. Did I say that correctly?
Perfectly, Rebecca. Perfectly, as always.
Well, thank you. And may I refer to you as Dr. Stella for
today?
Please
do so.
Thank you so much. And joining you today is Dan Kasky. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you. Great to be here, Rebecca.
Dan, you're a physician's assistant.
That's right. I'm a PA.
I'm very excited to have you here. Certainly, both of you bring a wealth of information as we talk about House Calls MD. What is it? What service do you provide?
First of all, hello to everybody. Hello to the people of the goodwill who are listening us, to my patient. I will refer most of your question, Rebecca, to Mr. Kasky to spare your listener from my heavy accent. And if they are questioning where I'm coming from, it is Croatia, former Yugoslavia. I came into the United States 15 years ago, finished my residency at the Chapel Hill University of North Carolina. And right now, for the last 3 years, I'm here in South Carolina, beautiful Charleston, and started this gorgeous practice of us, House Calls MD. Daniel Kasky joined me at the first year of my practice, and we're growing together. We have a 4,000 and more visit last year.
Wow.
Just check it.
You know? That's amazing. So, congratulations.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. It was driving all around. So, Daniel Kasky.
Well, first I want to say, Dr. Stella, you have a beautiful accent and you're beautiful, too, in person. And so, absolutely.
Let always, me tell you.
Yeah, no
nice
one ever complains when she shows
no,
up to
she's
visit.
No, she's absolutely gorgeous. I'm so glad that you can be here. So, I'm going to put the ball in your court for
absolutely.
A little bit. Daniel,
thanks, Rebecca.
What are some of the services House Calls MD provides?
So, to make it simple, we come to you. And
good I like old, that.
Yeah, and that's our kind of tagline. And so, House Calls MD, it does geriatric and primary care where you are. We focus on medical visits at your residence, at your hotel room, your vacation home. Maybe you some occasionally we go to some people's at their business because they're busy professionals.
Well, think about it. People have sometimes massage therapists go to their businesses. Why not have the Why not have the doctor go?
Absolutely. So you get your traditional medical visit. We show up a white coat and a black bag, except it's usually full of a laptop. We use a lot of technology. So you'll get an evaluation and exam by a medical professional. Dr. Stella and I, as well as some other nurse practitioners and PAs, we are seeing patients throughout the Lowcountry. We would come and do an exam, physical exam, ask you questions, just like going to a regular doctor's office, except there's no lobby to wait in. There's no things like that. We do formulate a treatment plan with you, write you necessary prescriptions. Again, utilizing technology, we electronically prescribe prescriptions, order additional tests, connect with a lot of our services and our service partners to bring the resources that you need into your home. So in a sense, the benefits, all the benefits you'd get in the office with that convenience of us coming to you.
Okay. And I like the fact that you're in your home so that if your immune system, for whatever reason, is compromised, you're not exposing yourself to other people, or nor are you exposing them to what you might have. So that would be a really
well, absolutely.
Good benefit.
I mean, if you think about, a great example is always the pediatrician's office. They usually have that fish tank.
Yes.
And on the one side is the well kid, and on the other side is the sick kid.
Right.
And you wonder what that fish tank does
Sometimes
in the middle.
There isn't, yes.
So there's certainly that benefit of not having to sit in a waiting room. The primary care system, is growing. 40 people, as you probably know, 40 plus people come to Charleston Every day.
Yes, I do know that stat.
So, and how many of those are, you know, need medical services? Mm-hmm. Well, they all do at some level. So the offices that currently exist are going to hit capacity. They've already done that. Some folks, it's a task to get in a car into an office. Maybe they have to go down a corridor or some things, and they may have some walking problems, some mobility issues. Even if they have a wheelchair, their companion has to be with mm-hmm. them. They may have some incontinence issues or something that being out for several hours could affect. So by putting them back in their own environment, it reduces the exposure. There's no stress. And you know what? People don't cancel appointments when they're sick if we're coming to them. So they miss that appointment because they don't feel well enough to go to the doctor, even though that's the best time to go. Well, now we come to you. And so we're able to really stop some of those hospitalizations, stop the emergency room visit, because we get to know our patients. Mm-hmm. And then they can call us and we can chat about what's going on and provide them with that care.
I like that. If you're just now tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. We're talking today about the doctor coming to you instead of you going to the doctor and the wonderful benefits of that. We're talking with House Calls MD. And where can we find more information? What is your website?
Sure. We're online at www.housecalls-md.com.
All right. So housecalls-md.com, and you can learn more about them. But we're going to continue talking. Let's talk.
Now, I know some of your guests, I don't mean to interrupt you, but some of your guests may not be able to find us quickly online.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, tell them to just give us a call. We'll walk them through whatever they need. They can call the office. It's 501-2031. We love technology and we rely on it. And I know a lot of your listeners do, too. But if they have a friend or family member who can't get online, then just tell them to call us. We can definitely go through everything in person.
So that number is 843-501-2031. All right, 501-2031. Very good. Now, we've talked about coming to the home. Do you go to some of the retirement communities in the area as well, the assisted living?
Yes, absolutely. Not just the assisted living facility, also independent living facility,
okay.
As well as we have a couple of projects with our skilled nursing facility in which we are working very hard to decrease rehospitalization rate for them and try to follow those people at their home during transitional care. Daniel will tell you a little bit more about that.
The transitional care piece?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've identified in the government has as well in the studies that a lot of people go into the hospital when they're sick. The hospital's goal is to get them out as quick as they can, not because they don't want to take care of them, because there's a lot of sick people that need it, and they may get sicker if they stay. So they get them home, and they've created a program called a transitional care program, which allows us to come into the, get them seen, whether it's at the office or in the home. And during that time period, the government allows us to get other services going. Now, we can still get some of those services going in the meantime, but things like home health and home care, to create a plan to really focus on that 30 days after the hospital visit to make sure they don't go back.
I like that. We like plans on Let's Talk Boomers. We talk about that a lot.
So we're really big on being discharged within 7 days. We want to come see you. If you've been in the hospital for an acute event, we want to be at your home, at your bedside within 7 days, because we want to make sure you picked up all the prescriptions that they wanted you to have.
Even earlier.
Yeah.
Even earlier.
Sometimes we'll see them the next day after discharge. So we can usually, if you call our office, the way we move our staff around, we can usually see someone within a day or two pretty easily.
That is wonderful.
That's one of our patients.
That's wonderful information. And what a relief for that sandwich boomer out there, of which I am one of them. Mm-hmm. I experienced a family member that came here. My father had open heart surgery, and having to think about getting him to the doctor was just overwhelming, absolutely overwhelming. So to know that the doctor can come to my home or my loved one's home instead, wow.
Yes,
you've just taken a huge amount of stress off my plate.
Yes.
That's wonderful. So let's talk about that. I want you to come to my home. Will insurance pay for that?
Absolutely. So we take all major insurances for the medical care. Now, because we do have to travel and these things, we do charge a convenience fee or a trip charge, we call it, to come to the home. But the care that you receive is billed in a similar manner that you would in the office. So if you mm-hmm. had a copay in the office, you'd have a copay at home. But most people have supplements and those kind of things. But the trip charge is not a covered by insurance. It's usually about $50. But you don't have to take time off work to drive them there and those kind of things. So for most families, the convenience to allow our providers to sit and spend good time with you is money well spent.
Oh, gosh. And $50 is such a normal delivery fee in our area anyway. I'm working with a friend who's having a wedding, and we're paying $50 just to have the linens delivered to the reception site. Or there's grocery stores now that deliver to the home. Normal.
Just to clarify, trip charge is for the home visits only.
Right.
And it is due to supplement lost income opportunity for me and my providers. Mm-hmm. Because in the regular office, sometimes we spend 20, sometimes we spend hour of the driving. Mm-hmm. So instead of seeing 6 patients, my provider seeing 1 patient. Mm-hmm. It's a motivational factor for them. I hope that that your listener understanding why it's necessary. We do not charge any kind of additional trip charge for a visiting assisted living facility patient because we are able to see multiple patient in a certain amount. Right. Yeah.
Because you're already there.
We're there. Yes. It's a service. We partner with a lot of the local assisted living facilities and independent care by coming to them. They already have such great services that we can partner with them to be able to offer that service at no trip charge. So for those patients that are in the communities like that, it's a real huge advantage to them.
Well, and to go back to that convenience fee, as a sandwich boomer who works, to be able to have someone come to the home and I don't have to take off an entire day of work or half a day of work, that more than takes care of the convenience fee right there.
Yes, ma'am. Also, we do see the business people, executive who are busy at that work. We do see them too. We do see the people who are traveling and in hotels. We do see them as well.
That's a good point.
Yes.
And so your vacationer that comes to town, maybe you have friends visiting and they're out at the beach and you're not quite sure what to do. Sometimes we can get out to see you versus having to get them out. Maybe it's a minor thing and you don't feel like an emergency room is the right thing. We can talk through some plans and do those things. Certainly, if you're an established patient, there's a lot more we can do, but certainly we'll take care of somebody on an independent basis. Some folks don't have insurance these days. We do offer a cash price. It's $200 an hour, and that covers the services that we would need and ordinarily bill for. So we're able to put some folks on that kind of a plan that they can plan that for their 3-month medicines or something like that, that we can still keep them healthy and not put them with a big bill.
We do have a telemedicine also options that we start to employ as much as possible, and we try to improve regarding that. We try to add that as a benefits to our established patient or new patient they are coming to us.
Okay, and what area are you in Charleston? Are you throughout the Tri-County?
So we're 60 miles from North Charleston. We'll go. We have some patients in Edisto Beach, Ravenel, Stevens. So we're really, Mount Pleasant, we have a lot of facilities in Mount Pleasant that we visit, West Ashley, North Charleston, and Somerville. So we're around, and so we can usually squeeze people in. Some of the further out areas, there's a larger trip charge, but again, for the hassle and the convenience of being able to get out to them, we really appreciate it.
Very much worth the money, and we always look for value on this show, too, because we want more time.
Absolutely.
So before we leave, I do want to touch briefly on what do you as a doctor benefit from being in the patient's home environment?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing about this job is when I can come, when we can sit down face to face with somebody and see what they're really like, that low stress environment, they'll share things more freely. We can see them. We know when they're having a good day, they may come to the door in their house coat and they're always dressed to the nines. We know something's wrong, even if they tell us it's not. When the family member says we can't figure it out and they show us the pile of medicines and we realize they're using some supplements that maybe they shouldn't, or we can go through their routine and they show us what they're trying to do, we really get a real feel for the environment. We can identify safety factors to help with the family. And to me, it's very, very rewarding. I shared this with you earlier, is when we can show up for someone who maybe has to rely on somebody to go out and do everything, it gives them a sense of independence.
Yeah. please allow me just to add, when I come into the home of my patient, whole environment, art they are putting on the table, the collection they use to collect their stuff, the pictures of their family members, the connectivity is right there automatically. So it's established that healing relationship in most of the cases. So it's extremely important to feel that and to live a certain piece of the life with them to heal each other, mm-hmm. to establish that art of the healing.
Which is what 100 years ago we did. The Absolutely. Doctor would come to the yeah. house and yeah. it was almost a member of the family. So I love that. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time today. I want to mention Thank you. I knew you. I told you would have fun.
Can I say just one more sure. time? Paige Brown, our nurse practitioner, congratulations for the delivery of the one of the most beautiful child I have ever seen.
I love that. A boy or a girl?
Girl.
Wonderful. How big can we say?
I think it's a 50, Daniel. Danielle is a 50 centimeter baby, but I didn't ask for how many pounds she does
have. Okay. But healthy.
Healthy baby girl.
Healthy
baby girl. Congratulations, Ms. Brown, and we're looking forward to come back.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Well, visit them on housecallsmd.com, housecalls-md.com. Their phone number is 843-501-2031, 501-2031. Thank you, Dr. Stella, for being here today.
Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Thank you, Daniel.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
And they have for the fifth caller, a free blood pressure cuff. And all you need to do is be the fifth caller. Call 843-693-0537. 693-0537. Get that free blood pressure cuff. We all need it at some time in our lives, depending on what's going on. So very great giveaway. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal.